Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Stephen Moore, Distinguished Visiting Fellow at the Institute for Economic Freedom at the Heritage Foundation. Heritage.org is the website. Trumponomics is the new book that he's co-authored. Art Laffer, right? You and Art Laffer did that book?
We did it together, and it's a real explanation, firsthand explanation of how we put the economic program together with Trump and how he did it and why he did it and how it's working. And, you know, as I said earlier, you know, you've got an economy. So for small businesses, you know, look what happened, Jim. We've talked about this before. Literally 48 hours after the November 2016 elections, when small business confidence went up more than any time before in 50 years.
It's averaged in the last 34 months, it's averaged 105. I did the numbers yesterday on this, an article I'm working on. It's averaged 105. Yeah. And during the lost decade, 07 to 16, it was 93 to 94, which is below the the 50-year average. Now it's averaged for the last almost three years, it's averaged 105.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So I want to ask you back to the Fed.
Every meeting I was in with Trump, every meeting, you know, I have with him, he always talks about small business.
Yep.
He does. I mean, he'd always say, look, you know, even the tax cut, he'd say, look, you know, how is this going to help the small businessman and woman? And how is this going to affect working class Americans? That's I hate this argument. Oh, he just cares about rich people. No, he'd always say, look, the rich can take care of themselves. I care about the 26 million
small
businesses.
Well, the policies have made a difference, and you can see that in the polling, in my polling, in the NFIB polling, and others.
Yep.
But I want to get back to the Fed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually hearing more than once, I hear talking heads, pundits, using terms like the Fed being beholden to the Wall Street. Basically, if the Fed's going to do this because Wall Street expects it. I heard that on Monday. What do you think about that? Is the Fed becoming a pawn of Wall Street?
No. I say, look, the Fed, their job should be to control inflation, to keep the, you know, it goes back to why we have a currency. People hold dollars, number one, because they're a means of exchange, and number two, they are the currency is supposed to retain its value. And, you know, the whole purpose of a currency is to make sure that a dollar is worth today what it's going to be worth, you know, 3 or 4 years from now. And my worry is in the last couple of years, we've actually had a slight deflation. Look, when you've got people buying 30-year bonds at a, you know, less than 2% interest rate, that's an indication there is no threat of inflation out there. I mean, what drives the 30-year bond, obviously, is inflation or expectations. And there just isn't any out there right now.
But you said something earlier, Steve, about this. You mentioned the repo market and the shadow banking system.
Yes.
A lot of people don't even know that exists. And yet you and I know the shadow banking system is bigger than the regular banking system. And the problems within it was why 2008 happened.
That's exactly right. And so now the Fed is basically injecting money. I don't want to get too technical here, but using what's called the repo market, they are injecting dollars into the banks and the overnight funds so that they make sure that they don't run out of cash on hand. And
have we gotten dangerously close to another 2008 scenario?
No. Oh, no. I think the economy is fundamentally strong. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is the best economy we've
had. No, I don't mean the economy. I'm talking about the banking system.
Well, the banking system is, look, the banks have a lot of money on hand. I think that, you know, remember in 2008, we had the collapse of the mortgage crisis. Now, look, I mean, the Fed, one thing that does worry me is that, you know, in terms of our housing policy, we do have the federal government, Fannie Mae, continuing to provide 100% loan guarantees on, you know, 2% and 3% down payment loans, which is ridiculous. We've learned nothing from the crisis, right?
That's
we're
right.
doing exactly what we were doing before. But I just think that look at the balance sheets of companies today, whether it's small companies or businesses or banks, they're much healthier than they were in 2007 and 2008.
No, there's no question about that. No, they paid the price. Their capitalization is a lot better off.
Yep.
But you're right. I do want to wrap up on what you keep reminding us for, and thank you for that. And as you know, I talk about this all the time on the show. This economy is unbelievable. In my long career, Steve, I'm older than you are, and I've been around a long time. I've seen a lot of recessions. I've seen a lot of recoveries.
Yep.
Where we are right now, this business about the next recession, let me tell you something. We could go 10 more years without a recession if we don't screw it up.
Look, I'm in total agreement. You know, recessions, bull markets are not, do not come to an end. They don't die of old age. They die because of policy failures and policy mistakes.
That's right.
We have a president who, for the most part, is pressing all the right buttons right now. We did the tax cut. We did the deregulation. We're now the number one energy producer in the world, thanks to our oil and gas and coal. And, this is a president who has, done an amazing job in terms of just creating a pro small business atmosphere.
Hey Steve, you know what the label is on that button he pushed?
What
the
is
the top of that button, the label says get out of their way.
That's right. That's right. That's well put. You know, the last chapter of my book, Trumponomics, is called A Light Switch is Flicked from Off to On, and that came from a guy named Jimmy who runs an auto repair shop outside of Cleveland, and I asked him a few months after the election, how's business going? And he said, Steve, he said, ever since Donald Trump was elected, he said, I've had more business than I can possibly handle. He said it was like a light switch was flicked from off to on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that, you know, by the way, if you elect a Elizabeth Warren or a Joe Biden or a, Bernie Sanders, that light switch is going to get flicked
goes
off.
Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Come back soon. Good job.
All right, Jim.
Steve Morley, Stephen Moore, ladies and gentlemen, heritage.org. That's how you find him. And the books are available wherever books are sold. We'll get him back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.